This is JIS News coming up. Prime Minister commends Wisinko, Education Ministry to utilize retired teachers, and Pear Tree River Community Roadway in St. Thomas to be closed for 6 months. The news in detail after this message.
Are you registered to vote? If not, don't miss your chance to get on the next voters list. The deadline for registration is Wednesday, September 30. Persons not registered by September 30 for the November voters list cannot be added before May 2016. To get registered, simply visit the EOJ constituency office nearest you. For more information, call us at 922-0425-9 or visit ecj.com.jm. Remember, voting is your right.
Government pensioners, listen up. The Accountant General's Department is modernizing its processes in order to serve you better. All pensioners are therefore being asked to submit their TRN, banking information, email address, contact numbers, and mailing address to ensure accurate, up-to-date records. For more information, visit the AGD at Public Building West, King Street, Kingston. Send an email to info@treasury.gov.jm or call 922-83207 or 1-888-991-0095. The Accountant General's Department. Serving those who have served.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller has commended the Wisinko Group for its significant investment in Jamaica and its mission to improve the lives of citizens. Mrs. Simpson Miller was speaking at a ceremony following a tour of the Wisinko plant in Central Village, St. Catherine on Wednesday. The Prime Minister viewed a new $600 million filling and packing production line being utilized at the facility. She says the upgrade is a reflection of Wisinko's confidence in Jamaica and underscores the government's focus on the manufacturing sector as one of the key target areas to advance economic growth.
The manufacturing sector is vital to Jamaica's growth agenda and to securing the expansion in production and employment needed to significantly boost our rate of economic growth.
The Prime Minister says this mission is being driven by the policy and programmatic assistance of the recently expanded National Export Strategy, which seeks to maximize the export sector's direct contribution to economic and social development. The Ministry of Education is to begin utilizing retired teachers and education sector professionals to help improve school performances. Chief Education Officer Dr. Grace McLean says the retirees will provide coaching to principals and teachers, as well as conduct in-class observation sessions.
We have identified retired teachers and experts within the education system who will be assisting us in coaching some of our principals, mentoring our principals, coaching our teachers, and actually going into schools and guide our teachers to ensure that they are teaching our students, providing the instruction in the way that it ought to.
Dr. McLean was speaking at the ceremony to launch the 2015 National Education Inspectorate report earlier this week. The House of Representatives has passed amendments to the Civil Aviation Act to increase from 9 to 12 the number of persons who can serve on the Jamaica Civil Aviation Authority JCAA board. Transport Works and Housing Minister Dr. Omar Davies says the JCAA board recommended an increase in its membership to more effectively and efficiently manage its workload.
This has come about both with the growth of the industry in Jamaica as well as in terms of the increase in the demands of the global civil aviation community and the requirements of the International Civil Aviation Organization, ICAO.
The JCAA is a statutory organization within the Ministry of Transport and Works responsible for regulating the country's aviation sector. And the roadway leading to the Pear Tree River community in St. Thomas will be closed for 6 months, effective today, Thursday, September 17. This temporary closure is to facilitate demolition of the old bridge and the start of construction of the new structure. Senior Communications Officer at the National Works Agency, Colin Morrison, says the new bridge will be completed at a cost of close to $50 million.
The new bridge will be approximately 30 meters in length, and it will span two abutments. It will be constructed in the same location of the existing bridge alignment, and the old demolished structure will be carted away as scrap and disposed of at an appropriate waste management site.
Mr. Morrison was speaking in an interview with JIS News Thursday. He says a detour road has been developed adjacent to the bridge construction site to allow for the movement of traffic and pedestrians during the temporary closure of the roadway. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.